Okay, today's daf is daf Samach. Up to the last words that introduce the daf on the bottom, Ima Yamakira. So the Gemara we spoke about yesterday, what the halacha is regarding the chiyuv of Hanaka. Normally we would say after a gerushin, so she no longer has a chiyuv to be v'niket bina. However, in the case we said before that the child already is used to her milk and is not interested in nursing from anybody else, so there, because of the sakana to the child, she has to be menaket, but he'll have to pay for the hanaka. The question is, when we say the child is used to her milk, I mean, what exactly would that mean? You're saying he actually knows the difference. I mean, how far down towards birth, how young could he be, in other words, that we would say that a child would be aware of the difference between his mother and somebody else's milk? Shloshah chodeshim. Now, we just say the norm would be for 3 months. For 3 months, a child would know. Shmuel amar shloshim yom. 30 days.
After 30 days.
30 days from birth. And then it's too late already. He seems to be saying once it's 30 days past birth, it's too late. She can't say I'll give him some other witness.
Because the child.
He already knows the difference, and you'll endanger him. Rabbi Yitzchak amar Rabbi Yochanan chamishim yom. It's 50 days. Amar Shimi bar Abaye halachik Rabbi Yitzchak shana mishum Rabbi Yochanan. That's sort of a middle. A norm. So we're looking for the mean, so to speak. Now, Bishan and Rav for Rav Yochanan, I mean, over there we could be talking about kol chad v'chad ki churfei. So what we're trying to do is we say, okay, there are kids that would know earlier, and there are kids that would know later, but Shmuel is talking about a norm in which we would say 30 days. I mean, ki agadna mimash kachasla. It's rather unusual to be akidei kach aware that at 30 days already a wet nurse is going to make such an impact on a child that it would be a sakana. Kiyata Rami Bar Yecheskel, we've had this many times before, there was a lot of doubts about Rabbi Yehuda's quotes of Shmuel. So he would say, Lord, that's Tino Lahani Kolik, the Kaila Yehuda Hakim Shmech. Well, you know, you can never trust these things that my brother Yehuda quotes in the name of Shmuel. Okay, on my Shmuel, actually, all that Shmuel said was, Kozman Shemakira, that as there is no particular shear, that's what he said, but rather you have to test it out, you have to see whether it makes a difference to the child. And here is an actual event that was in front of Shmuel, and here's how they saw. So there was this woman who was a Megoresha, and she didn't want to continue to nurse. So he said, Shmuel said to Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, who was working for Mrs. Barnea, so there must be a reason. So he said to Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, check her out. Zil bat kasi, if the child that already knows her, if he knows her, then we have to assume that there is already a bond that will affect his ability to be nursed by somebody else. So Oza, what did he do? How did he test this out? He basically made a lineup. This is the first lineup we have in the Gemara. So he goes and he sits a bunch of women, one next to the other, right? So Ozfa, he puts her down, the Bari Danasha. Here's a lot of women next to one another. He takes the baby, okay, and now he's passing the baby from woman to woman to see whether the baby responds to the one that's the mother. Sure enough, it's when he gets Kimata Legaba, when he comes right in front of the woman who was his mother, Habakamas Feliapa, so that there he was, and he was staring at her and trying to reach her. So she was trying to avoid looking at him. So she looks down, hoping he won't notice. So Rabbi says, excuse me, take the kid. Kum Dari Barev, take your child, and you're going to have to do the Hanakah. And so once there's that recognition, then we have to assume already that the Chalav is unique for him, and he's not going to be satisfied with anything else. And how about if he wouldn't be able to see? Well, what if the child is blind? I mean, you're saying makira. Makira means literally has to look. Minoya, that's how, I mean, how would he know and how would you check it out? Omravashi berecho v'tayo. No, he still knows because, first of all, there's a lot of hints in terms of the smell of his mother and there's the taste of the milk and it makes a difference to him. It's not only a question of the psychology of being able to see his mother. Tanarabana. Yonek tinok v'olech adasim arba'achodesh. On the other hand, there's no point. We're talking about the earliest stage in which there's a fear to be meaning. What is the latest stage of it? Isn't there an issue about the kashrut of the chalav? And how does that work? I mean, are people kosher that you're allowed to drink their milk? I mean, normally milk from an unkosher animal is a problem, no? So this is what we think now. We're entertaining. We're going to get into the question in a moment. So up until 24 months, child can continue to nurse. But mikan ve'eler ki yonek shekets. But if beyond that, it's like you're drinking trefa milk. Bigger really is. Rabbi Yoshua, afilo arba v'chamesh shanim, you can continue to nurse for 4 years, 5 years, What it does is, you know, normally we ask, what's this, four or five? Four, if five, what are we saying four? But in this case, it would be a difference. It's easy to see it would be a difference to the child. It's a weak child who requires additional nourishment, even if he's five, maybe he's ill. You know, then, especially in those days where this was the most powerful nutrition you have for a baby. You didn't quite know what to give a weak child. So over there, 4 or 5 years, also okay. But peerage, once already the child has stopped nursing, and it's after 24 months, and now she wants to go back, then it's kionik shekets. That I agree, said Rabbi Yeshua. But if you've already stopped nursing, and now because, you know, whatever, the child's uncomfortable, you moved, you're traveling, whatever, there, you shouldn't be giving the child milk. But what is this all about? What does that mean? That you're saying that human milk is not kosher? V'ramini, we have the Pharish in the Braita, that human milk is kosher. You might think that the milk of humans who walk on two legs, actually there's a Teresa Sol wants to include orangutans, he says, why is it Malkishtaim, bipeds? I mean, why isn't it just talk about humans? Must include other things too. That's the whole description of orangutans. You might think that bipedal milk is not kosher. As a matter of fact, you would say it's kavachomer. Look. I mean, an animal which is coming, the mice were very mako when it comes to touching that animal. Why? Because the animal is alive. It's not matami at all. That's how Rashi learns. Whereas an adam that's alive could be matami, and neither would be matami. Others learn that it's talking about that an animal, even if it's dead, the biggest chumra of the tuma is an avela. It's not referring to a live adam. But Rashi is referring to live. So live animal is never matami. So he called to the maga'ah, means it's b'chalal, no tuma touching. Nonetheless, echmarta b'chalva. Still, the Torah asserted the chalav of a non-kosher animal, and that we learn out from the repetition of gamal. That one comes to tell me that the gamal is asr, and one comes to tell me that the chalav of the gamal is asr. So adam shi echmarta b'maga'o. You have a human being that can be metameh, even mechayim. Let's say it's a nida, says Rashi. This same woman who's woke, you want to drink. So eno din, shetachmir b'chalvo. So for sure you should ask for the milk, if the Torah is more makbid. Talmud lomar, et ha-gamal. Therefore, when the Torah is talking about gamal, which was the makor of the actual Isra of Chalav, so it says by the gamal, et ha-gamal ki mala gera hu. What's the hu? You just say ki mala gera, first line of a phrase. And the pshat is hu, that hu tamei, but ain chalav malchishtayim tamei el ha-tohor. That there is no Isra on human milk. Yocholot zieta chalav, shabatako. Okay. I understand, perhaps, that the Torah is telling you over here that I can exclude from the Isser of the non-kosher Adam. That's an assumption. It isn't clear, actually, what the din is of the Adam himself. And as Tosis brings over here, the Girsa and the Teres Kayanim is not halav, but basar. Mm-hmm. You might think that eating human flesh is prohibited, but mashmalam, that is mutter, huva lo basar. The truth is that this tremendous machlokas for sure. As the Rambam learns that there is an Isser, but an Isser aseh. Because it says, these are the things you should eat, but it doesn't list humans. That means you're going to be over on the Israel say of eating, these are the things that Torah said to eat, which is much more, don't eat the things I'm not telling you to eat. But others learn, actually, this sugya, how you learn the sugya is very negiah, what you hold, lagabe this. I mean, others learn that there's only an Isser derabonim. So there, you have a approach for Bachilas Adam. The Ramban, it's mashma, there's not even an Isser derabonim. This is not much, so you make a gezerah against eating human flesh b'chalal. So in other words, if you're in an airplane crash and you can eat the passengers, you can eat the tray for meat, you should eat the passengers, according to this. Not as pleasant, but la halacha. I'm saying, if you have a choice, you have kosher meat, you have kosher meat and non-kosher meat.
Unless you can't keep it
in the... Yeah, okay, that's a different... Yeah, that's
some people, mate.
Some people.
Some people forget, that's right.
Right. Okay, there's some who or there is actually a lot from the dance, but it's like only one sheet. But in any event, so our gears is the chalav. But Tosfos, it doesn't really matter because in the end we can use the same pasuk to be mamayit any of the isurim, bosor or the chalav or the dam. So see, Rashi is going to go over and argue. So we talk about the chalav and the dam. So yochalot zieta chalav. It's okay, milk. I mean, there's some animals that have kosher milk. So okay, so it's saying that human milk is kosher. But that's because there are animals also of kosher milk. But how about Lotziat Adam? I mean, all the animals that are listed in the Torah, whether they're Torah or Tameh, it's Adam Lotochel. So maybe over there we shouldn't be mamayit the Isra of Achilas Dam when it comes to an Adam, because the Shavah Beko. So since that is common to all animals, So we should view the Yisr of Dam as being chal on the human animal as well. That's why we're not calling him Adam. We're calling him Mahalkin Shtayim, the Pashas of the Sugya. In other words, in terms of the pure body of the Adam, we don't want to call him Adam. We're just talking about the animal element of the Adam. So what's unique about the Adam is bipedal animals, so to speak. Forget about the fact that they're Adam. Not to include necessarily other primates.
Naked ape.
Yeah, exactly the way that we would refer to it as the naked ape. Mamish like this. So you see that when we want to strip the Adam, that's Pshat naked ape, we want to strip the Adam of his Adamness, look only at his body, so then we talk about his being an ape. Okay, so he's a Mahalkei Shtayim. So if that's the case, you might think that Dam Mahalkei Shtayim are also considered to be Osir because it's Shavu B'Kol. Talmud Lomar, who? Therefore the Torah stresses the who of the Gamal, and from the who we will mamayin anything. But it's an afkamina from one word. So Rashi says, the Tosfos, as I said earlier, also agrees. You can use who to be mamayin because who is a very strong miut. This is what we're talking about, and not subsidiary Yisuri. There's another gears that Rashi says, which means zeh, that he's medayik for the pasuk of zeh tameh. Okay. In any event, the dam of an adam is also not asur. And Reb Sheshe says, not only that, but afilu mitzvat prisha embo. There's not even an iser derabbanan. As we say, maybe you would have thought that Yeraisa was aser, the rabbanan aser. No, the rabbanan didn't even aser the chalav of Mahalkei Shtayim. So why are you making this big deal about a child who wasn't ben yoneg? It's an iser. On an iser, you're saying, what's the problem? That you're going to be from the child, obviously, is a chayav in mitzvahs. So you're not supposed to give iser mamish biyadayim. So it would be like giving biyadayim. He says, it's kind of an iser to rabbanan. So what's the problem exactly? Says the Gemara lo kasha, ha de parish, ha de lo parish. It depends what the situation is. When we say that it's considered to be like any kosher milk, that's talking about that you have human milk in a cup. But when we're talking about yanika directly from the human, so over there the Rabbanan answered it. Because where you have milk in a cup, it's not evident right away that this is a normal milk. But if you're being yonek directly from the human, so then it's evident. So there the Rabbanan, in order to avoid making mistakes, because people say, oh, so then there's no Isser on milk, because I usually don't eat human flesh. So my stomach, the Isser maybe is not on kolos, I could eat horse milk also. So they made a gezer not to eat not what people would think is non-kosher milk. But that's only where it wasn't porish. And it's chiluf of a dam. When it comes to blood, there's also an Isser Rabbanan, but the exact opposite. Kiritanya, dam shal gabeha kikar. So let's say somebody bit into a piece of bread, and he has bad gums, and he left blood on the bread. So you have to cut off the piece with the blood. You're not allowed to eat the blood. And then you can eat the rest. But if a person has a gum problem in which he's bleeding in his mouth, you simply swallow the blood, and there's no chashash that it should be an iser d'rabbanan at all. And therefore, we're not going to aser it. So it turns out it's the exact opposite. By the cholav dafka, we're going to be matir it if it's in a cup. The dam, because normal milk in a cup looks kosher. But normal dam in a cup doesn't look kosher. So the melech say it works out the exact opposite way. And here there's a big machlokas also in how to understand the sugya. Whether this means, we're talking about the porish, that it had to be porish from the goof of the adam, or whether the idea of the yisr of dam is that it was porish onto something. In other words, let's say somebody's thumb is bleeding. So can he suck the blood off of his thumb? It wasn't porish. So he has a sore. So people sometimes will suck out the blood from a sore in order to clean out. It's just a natural reaction. So that's the question. What are we talking about? Is it because dafka, because it's ala kikar? But if it's bein hashinayim, nobody knows. It's not nikar. Or is it that it's mamish didn't being porish? And everybody understands if it's in your body, that's a machlokas aposkim. Many people are makbid that it's only bein hashinayim mamish that's not. Because if there's not nikar what you're doing. But there are many who hold that porish would have to be mamish onto a kikar, like the cases over here. If you have a sore, that's also not called porish. Everybody sees that you're drinking dam. They weren't those around there. Okay, but in any event, what's going on over here, therefore, is that the child is being put to the breast. He's being put to the breast, and he's being put to an Issur Rabbanan. So they didn't make that Issur Rabbanan in cases of nursing. A parent doesn't have to see to it if that's the machlokas. Is that only until 24 months? Or is it only until after the child was already weaned and now you want to put him back on the breast? That's already a machlokas that we have over here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. So, getting back to the machlokas, we say over here, Omar Ma, that Rabbi Yehoshua, Shir was afilo arba b'chamesh shanim. Doesn't it say in a bright a little bit more dramatically that Rabbi Yehoshua says, I don't care if the guy's already backpacking. Afilo chavilato aktefav. You can always take a little swig from mom. That it's not limited to 4 or 5 years.
Stressing the independence.
Yeah, yeah. So the Gemara, you give it a kashiru. Once a kid is 4 or 5 years old, he's already got his backpack. He's gone back. He's gone to school, or he's running away from home. he's torn a little bit. You know. Yeah, but you run back to mommy. That's the shot. So he's got the kavila dog, but he forgot he had nets to still get a drink. You know. So he didn't even catch a euro. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Alokhak Rabbi Yoshua. We're making on this a filar baba chamishanim. We don't rush a child to be weaned. Tanya Rabbi Marina Somer. Goneach, somebody who's in pain. Now he's not, we had cases where someone's goneach mitzar, which Rashi here in the Chagiga talk about somebody who has a heart problem, but it's not dangerous, it's just painful. And they believe that that was the mice with the Chassidacha, they believe that the only medication for such a thing is having fresh warm milk. So over here, others learn, the Ron learns it's talking about a lung problem, which is also it's not a disease, it's just very painful. So that's not called, and it's not, they are materium only where we can get rid of any Isurim. So what we can do in that case is he could be yonik directly from the animal. So over there, it would be mutter. Why? My time up. The yonek is a mefarek elachriyat, because it's not normal to drink milk directly from an animal's teeth. And therefore, b'makam tzara, b'makam tzara, b'makam tzara, normally you do things in an unusual way, so there's only nisa d'rabbana. But over here, since there's a lot of pain that's involved, the rabbana learned gezer, b'makam tzara at all. Omer of Yosef, halacha karabi marinos. Now, the truth is, Tosis points out, that there's really a machlokas, whether it's shayach mefarek, which is to take one thing that's out of another. You're taking the milk out from the cells that hold the milk. What do they call it? Not cells. No. There's specific holding. What is it called? No. It'll come to me. But anyway, so to pull the milk out from that which is included within the body would be a mefarek. The problem is that there are those who hold that mefarek is only an issur d'oraisa and gedulei karka. So this isn't gedulei karka. So what do you have to come onto mefarek el achra yad to make it a drop on? And it's anyway only a drop on it. So you remind them about Kamsara anyway. No, not Megavi, these issues. Right? He says that in a Pinan, that it's going only like a review. It holds a Jav, Dishim, even Shalom, but you do that. Otherwise, we wouldn't, we'd still need the Memokim Sarah Logosu, but we wouldn't need to make it Dafka Lakalachriya. Tanya. Omri, here's a little current in Marine. Tanya Nochem Ishgal, you're in there? Tsinor Shaolu Bo Kashkashi. Memachan Raglo Betsina Beshabart, Veno Khoshesh. My taima, metaken kelachriyadu b'makom seder lo gozu barabon. Somebody has got a pipe that has gotten stuffed. Now, this is a drainage pipe. It's on his roof, and it's got all filled now with little pieces of twigs and so on, and it's no longer draining. So it's no longer draining, so he's allowed, but only betzina, because it looks like he's doing an isser that he's been metaken in tzinor. So they weren't gezer since now his roof is being flooded. So since he does it kilaachri yad, so he should stuff it with his foot. He pushed it down with his foot. He'll get rid of the stima. And since it's only kilaachri yad, they weren't gezer b'makom seder. So here's the famous question, which this sugya is the source of tremendous machlokes. What about the klal that anything that is usher, if it's not betzina, is usher betzina? And there's anything that the rabbanan usher mishum marit ayin. So even b'chadre chadorim they asked. So how, if you're telling me that I can't do it when people are looking, how can I do it when people aren't looking? So Tosis over here, famous Tosis, who says that the klal of afilu b'chadre chadorim is not said on an issur d'rabbanan. It's only said on an issur d'oraisa.
Very interesting. The basis is
makes tremendous nafkamina as la halacha. And the shayla is already, if that's the case, what's the klal of the farhesia? How much is the farhesia? Because there's a very famous problem with Rama, who paskins that if you have part of the milk, it's enormous. Rama says, if you have part of the milk, you can eat it with no, who's going to know it's part of the milk, unless you put pieces into them, clearly it's from almonds or something. So that there shouldn't be a problem, Marzani. Says the Rama, but if you're eating chicken, so then you'd be able to eat part of, you could put your chicken into the part of the milk too. Because over there, there wouldn't be. You would be a Rabbanan?
It's a poor recipe.
A poor recipe.
It's a poor recipe, and that's what we gave it to Shalom Manas, the Red Beans of Shiram, our guest.
That's right, it was many years ago.
Yes, it was.
Right, but it wouldn't be kosher to him, it's the Ramah. So for this, everybody time is on the Ramah, even if you're telling it's the Rabbanan. But all that we said over here was that it's okay, Betzina. Why is that called Betzina? So it's not Betzina at all. So someone will learn, maybe the Rama understands the meaning of the Farhesa, the Yisra, the Farhesa, it's only Mabish, we are eating in a Siddur Gedolah with many people, hundreds of people to see it, they're not going to be able to come up close, ask, whatever, if they're troubled by it, but to stomp sit at your own table, it's not considered to be the Farhesa. Okay, others are machalik on it. I mean, there's a really a big machlokas whether we paskin la halacha that it's really true. Some learn that you see from here that we don't accept that halacha of Rav. That kol makom shasur chachamim mishum marisayin afilu b'chadrei chadorim. That's what it's mashma over here. But as you can see, it's a very very nogea halacha. So is, by the way, cleaning tzinorot. Because over here, I mean, what happens to mice if you have a tzinor that's blocked? Can you take one of those pumping down? Here it says the ragla. The ragla means, obviously, it's shalok yadarko. I mean, but mashmat, if you would do it normally, so there would even be an iser because of misakin mana. And until now, it's not a workable pipe, and now it's a workable pipe, and you made it on Shabbos, that it should be workable, so it would be maybe an iser makabapath, there's some learning, iser binyan, that's a machok, is what the iser misakin mana. So it's an interesting tshuva of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who actually was asked this question, put into writing. So it says that there's no question. He was asked about using one of those devices. A plunger on a toilet. So he said, look, things that are meant to be cleaned out. It's clear this happens all the time. When you're dealing with pipes, you want to talk about over here a pipe that is a drainage pipe from a roof and so on. It's rare that this happens. I mean, maybe once a year you have to clean it out and so on. So it's meant to be a big pipe that carries these things and doesn't get stuffed. But those things which always get stuffed, so they have a trap and they're meant to be cleaned out with a trap, so then what are you going to say? It's Pesach Mana, that's what it's meant to be. Over there there's not even an Isser that you should need to do a Kalach Yad. He's Mater doing it, he understands it. That's a broad shoulders. This is what the Gemara means. So there'd be no problem. Because that's special. All about kashkashim. All about kashkashim. All about kashkashim. Yeah, kitchen. Those kind of things. They have traps. They always get stuff. They clean them out. That's part of their normal maintenance. Normal maintenance is not called Mesak and Mana. It's not my call. Normal maintenance. My time. So we're talking to Malcolm Seder. Lo goes where Rabbanim. Omer Reb Yosef. Aloha kenocha mishgalya. By the way, the Malcolm Seder is also a problem. Because some learn even Tesis was matter to the Rabbanim that there's no dinner Maris Ayin. It says over here only the Malcolm Seder. Mashmoah says that Tosus wasn't saying there's no Isra Bechlau, but that they didn't answer Afilu Bechadre Chadorim B'mokam Seda. So if that's the case, the Rabbah is completely, what's he basing it on? Tosus never said that. That because you like having part of a milk, some amela, it's called Rabbanim, there's no problem, where's the Seda? Okay, so again, Mamish, a lot of things that are Nogei Halacha, but as I said, Rabbah is very, very makel on this issue. It has to do with a lot of other things. There's many things that you may want to do that are Mutter, people think that they're Usur, they look like the Yerim and Marisayim, if they're only Isur and Rabbah. So according to the Rabbah, it's not a problem. Especially what do they call those things with the Shluchas or Brisa? McDonald's, especially with the McDonald's.
Coca-Cola,
yeah, right. The health addicts love that one. Put Coca-Cola into it, and it's just what it eats through the
way. To be able to have food is a Mokum
Seda. I want to use smart enough. I call it that it's actively ruining something. I'm not the Mokum Seda, but your roof is leaking. Pireish, Liachar, Esimra, Vachodesh, Vachoser, Pionic, Shekels. What is called Pireish? At what point can we say that a child is like off of the breast? What does that mean? The count. He's gone already for 3 days and he's been successful. That's called successfully weaned. Okay. Ikari Amri. Others say it's not that he made this up himself. He was Tani Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva coming to sit over a bright in front of Shmuel Shloshayom. Tani Rav Bona Mineket Shemit Ba'ala B'tok Asrim Var B'chodesh. There's another issue as well. We have to worry about a Mineket. We've been talking about a Mineket who is a Grusha. How about a Mineket who is an Almana? So now she's still nursing. Up to 24 months, we want to make sure that she doesn't ruin the milk. So such a woman, arezo lo titares velo tinasei, she should be careful not to put herself into a matzav where she might lose her milk. The question whether we're doris that titares, as we'll see. Ades rimar v'chodesh, until she's already up to the point where it's not dangerous to wean the child, and that's normally 24 months. And bishleima for her to get pregnant if she was with her original husband. So at that point, the husband will do whatever is necessary to supply alternative foods to the child, and the child, his health won't be endangered. But over here, as in all animal families, when somebody else gets a woman pregnant, the heck with the kid from the other guy. So over here, why is he going to support now the child and make sure that the child gets what he needs? So therefore, she's not allowed to get married because somebody else may impregnate her. Rabbi Yehuda Matir Bishmona Asachodesh. Yehuda says, 18 months is sufficient where you're no longer in danger. So, after 18 months, nothing terrible is going to happen if you wean the child. Omer Rabbi Nosson Bar Yosef, this machlokas which Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda reflects exactly the machlokas Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Ain't divrei Beit Shammai, ain't divrei Beit Hillel. Because we know Beit Shammai omrim 24 chodesh, Beit Hillel omrim 18 chodesh. Omer Shimon Gamliel, listen guys, ani achriya, I mean I want to also put in addition, the lashon of achriya is a little bit strange over here. Some have ani afarish instead of ani achriya, which is probably a little bit more normal, because what he's trying to do is not be machriya b'neihem, but just to make it clear, I want to clarify that when we're talking about 18 months, we're talking about 24 months, we're not talking about not getting pregnant, we're talking about not being pregnant enough to affect the nursing, which means that she would already be 3 months pregnant. So therefore, the divrei omer esrim v'arba chodesh, if she's supposed to be able to continue to nurse until the child is 24 months, muteret inasei besri be'achad chodesh. So therefore, the other 21 months, even if she would get pregnant immediately, she would still be able to continue nursing during her first 3 months of pregnancy. And if you hold, according to the Mandi Omar, who says Shmona Asar Chodesh, or the Divrei Omer b'Shmona Asar Chodesh, which is Beit Hillel, Rabbi Yehuda, so then that would mean really that you can take off 3 months from there, and she's muteret inasei b'chamisha asar chodesh. L'fishein achalav ne'echar el alav shlosha chodeshim. Her milk will not turn bad until after 3 months from conception. Omar Ula halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Indeed, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that the shear is 18 months. And Marukva says even more than that. Mi halacha lemaisa hitir Rabbi Chanina laseit liar chamisha asar chodesh. Actually, Rabbi Chanina was matir me to marry a woman who was nursing, and it wasn't a chashash of being gomel, even though it was 15 months. So apparently, we rely even on this halacha of ein adam ne'achar. And Ari said the Abaye, hatel kami de Abaye. Abaye's Ores used to work for him in the fields. He comes to Abaye and he asks him, Ma'o le'ares b'chamishasar chodesh, would I be able now to get married after 15 months? Omar Lay says, what's the problem? First of all, the klal of the psak is, if it's a question of 24 months or 18 months, that's about Chodesh Rebbe Meir Reviyuda. We pass by Rebbe Yehuda. Furthermore, the other report that we had is that it's Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. I mean, obviously, Halacha Beit Hillel. Who agrees with Rebbe Yehuda here? And Ula Sit Beferish, Halacha Rebbe Yehuda. And not only that, we even have a fantastic precedent, Halacha Lamaisa for Marukva. V'yomer Marukva li yitir Rebbe Chanina, laseit le'ar v'chamisha asar chodesh. And at Kol Shekein, I mean, what would be the problem over here? The chashash that maybe from the excitement of the marriage you're talking about, le'ares? Why would that be a problem? Because you mocker on that. Okay, so he let the guy go, and he was going to happily give kedushin to his nursing bride. So he out of the kind of Yosef. Meanwhile, Abaya goes into the base of Medrash, and he meets with Yosef, his rebbe. So he asked him, he says, I had an interesting question, and this is what I told him. Omar Leis, Rav Yosef said to him, what the heck's wrong with you? Rav Shmuel, the Amrit Avayot, Tzuchalam Tinesim, Varbach, Vodesh, Chutz Miyom Shinolatbo, Vachutz Miyom Shinitar Saba, what are you talking about? You need a full 24 months? Full 24 months. Besides, you can't count even the day of the birth, and you can't count this day as being the day that you're going to be Ma'ariser. This is, and because this was a Gezerah. Because this is Rabbi Meir B'Gezerah, and that's how we passed it. So Rod, Basri, Klasa, Parsi, he turned around and started chasing his Oris. So he chases them for 12 kilometers. There's some learned, it was a Parsa, a Bechala. It was sand, and it was really rough running. So Parsa, Bechala's equivalent of Shalish Parsos on the road. And he just collapsed. Never caught up with him. He never caught up with him. So Abaya said from this experience, he said, well, you know, people say, I'm Yilta Damar Abonim in there. Chachomi said, that a few beyata bekut chalolisha yinish mokum rabbi. A guy asks you, are you allowed to eat eggs together with cheese? Or is that the egg fleshings? You'd think that's a pretty reasonable thing that you could say, hey, don't worry about it, it's all right. But even that, they say, you shouldn't say. If your Rebbe's around, you shouldn't say it. So I used to think the point was that it's because it's Michzei Kefkiruta. It looks like a chutzpah. What are you? You're saying, Mayahani Lerabonin, so to speak. We don't need him. I can tell you to psak myself. So for that, I wasn't chayshish. Apparently, I had reshuts for Rebbe Yosef. Don't worry, he blasted things. Yizunter hei paskin. So I thought it was okay. But now I realize it's lavishim to Michzei Kefkiruta. That's not the only problem. It's another problem. El mishum delom mistayim yotel lemeimrats, because you don't have the siyata nishmaya to say the right halacha. Because it's not the pshat that I didn't know that. I happen to have known very well that psak of Rabbi Shmuel. And it mamish just flew out of my head. Because da'anu habigamirna lebahad Rabbi Shmuel. I knew that halacha that they paskin that you need 24, and it's a very dramatic psak, can you imagine? So the guy asked me, I start analyzing, well, we have this, machlokes b'shem b'tzil, instead of like remembering something you'd think I would remember would be on my fingertips. And I feel awesome. Look at this. I just didn't have the siyata d'shmaya to say straight out something that I knew perfectly well. So now I realize that it's not just the question of Anhog in terms of Kavod HaRav. It's a way in which the Ribbono Shel Olam deals with his world. You want to say the right thing, it has to be done in the correct way. By the way, Tosfos says, eggs and cheese. I mean, is that a Shaila B'chol? I mean, what are we talking about? You can't be talking about it. Nobody thinks you can't eat eggs and cheese. What's the Shaila over here? Must be talking about over here, where you shech the bird, and you find already the Beitzim, that the Beitzim Gemurais, and then he's asking you, do they have a dinner of Cholav or not? But then he says, but wait a minute, that's not just a part of the question. Why would it be Mutter? We have the case of Beitzah Sevela, that he has it. So he says, the point isn't in terms of the complexity of the psak. The point is the question of what the minig is. I mean, everybody knows what we do. Something that everybody knows, so then...
Is it a Guzman?
No. That's how he learns it. It's an emes ashayla, which makes a big nafkamina. It's an emes ashayla that is dependent on anhog. But something that is not even an emes ashayla, and also that everybody knows, that's not what we're talking about over here. This is not a hira. That's a different issue. Hira is from Akamama. Hira is, as we put them in the Shulchan Aruch class, hira means something that really is a chiddush, something that you come up with. That's also Makom Rabbah. But here's an Indian that better not to say it. I feel lo lishra yiddish from Makom Rabbah. It's not stam the yin of hira. That's where the person has an option to ask his rabbi. Meira look of the rabbi is even a dot that the option isn't even there right now. It's not present. I can run the base manager. I go over here to ask him.
Sure,
that's what he said. I made a mistake in Paschal. Even though I had Rishus, look at this, I made a mistake. You know, if I would have been in better shape, maybe I would have caught up with him.
These issues of 3 months before,
this 24 words
hasn't changed,
and
they say it's the same today?
We're
knowing
the same halachas.
24 months?
Yeah. We're matur halacha lagabe contraceptives, also the same reason for 24 months. We still annoy you. As a matter of fact, it's amazing how real these shilas are. You know, when you see shilas and truvas, it's unbelievable. Ramesha has a shila about a woman whose husband was killed in the Second World War. She gets a notice her husband was killed. She is nursing. She has an opportunity to get married. There's members of his family that are going to try to stop her from getting married.
And because of the baby?
No, Bichlal didn't want to get remarried. It became a whole thing, and she was searching for some kind of heter, and she really wasn't nursing anymore. So then we're going to see that Regozer, even in cases we're not, and he had to deal mamash with the sugya. We're coming out to the piece of Gemara that he, in the end, he ended up being mater, together with a tziruf of these shitas, that was if it's after 15 months already, plus we have all these other inyanim, and so on, so she should definitely go and get married. Interesting. The truth is, he said, even if it isn't 15 months of it, she can't wait till then. It's important. But there were a lot of mitigating factors. But that's how strong the Shiloh was, Mamish is Baninu. So, continues the Gemara, indeed, to deal with some of these issues. Tana Rabbana. Suppose, suppose her child was already not nursing from her. She'd given over this child to a wet nurse. Ogimalato, or he was weaned. Or for that matter, the child died. So now she's certainly not nursing. So then, muteretin asay miyad. Rav Papa, Ravuna, Bereder of Yoshua, sovereign, lemevedut, the gamat mita. They took that bright as a local maisa, and they wanted to be matir based on this issue that if the woman had a wet nurse, you don't have to worry about getting remarried. Amra lohua hi safta. So a certain safta, I didn't see anybody who says that was Eliyahu Hanavi's wife, but a certain safta said, bididi avayu, if thou want you to know, such a maisa happened to me, and I wanted to get remarried. And Reb Nachman asked me from getting remarried. V'asarli Reb Nachman. What? Einiva Reb Nachman. Shorle levei Reish Gavruta. Reb Nachman is matir, the Reish Gavruta's family, to go and to hire, if we'll see whether it's the Lechatchila, they had already hired a wet nurse, and now they want to get remarried. Oh, that's true. But shiny the Reish Gavruta, the Lohadra Bahu. The Reish Gavruta, you don't turn aside. So in other words, if they'd hired a wet nurse, she ain't going to quit. Or she's frightened to quit.
It's a guarantee,
exactly, Masha. And Kane, how do you know that you can be sure that this wet nurse is going to keep on the job? Maybe you'll end up getting stuck, and the baby's going to need the mother's milk. Rav Papi, who was standing there and heard this whole maisa with the safta, comes along and talks to Rav Papi, he says, I don't understand, you guys needed the safta to tell you what the halacha was. You could have figured this out yourself from the braita. Or או שהיה בעלה זקן או חולה, או שהייתה עקרה או זקנה, איילונית, קטנה, או המפלת אחר מיטת בעלה. Now, in all of these cases, it is quite clear that this woman is not pregnant. If her husband dies, she's obviously not pregnant. She just lost the baby that she'd been pregnant with. I mean, it can't be that now, if the child is going to be born 7 months later, that it comes from the first husband. She lost the child from the first husband. And not to mention these other cases where she never had even contact with her husband, or her husband himself wasn't capable of having children, or she herself was an islandist, for heaven's sakes. Couldn't have a child. I mean, what are we going to be, geyser over there? Well, sorry, we have to wait for 3 months to make sure that you're not pregnant. Not pregnant, she'll laugh at you. You're not pregnant. So lechora would be okay not to wait to get remarried, because you don't need a havchana. The qual of havchana, that we have to know whose child it was, is only nogei if she could have possibly been pregnant at the time that she got remarried. Nonetheless, kulan tzuchot lamtin shol shachodeshim. Did Rabbi Meir? You see, Rabbi Meir holds that in these cases, we have a gezeira, since there's normally a din of havchana, even where it doesn't apply, nonetheless it applies, and the rabbanu were mechalek. So why couldn't you figure out that would be exactly the same thing over here? You're saying, but over here she has a wet nurse. So what? That's better than not being able to be pregnant? Lagabe Havchana, Rabbi Meir answered it, so therefore, you should have realized it yourself. Rabbi Yossi is matir liyarei to nasei miyad, and Amar Reb Nachman Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Meir b'gzeirot tav. So why did you have to wait for the safta? Amar Lei lava dait. You're right. So we weren't thinking. We'd forgotten that bright, and just didn't use it. Ve'ilchata made mutar. Gemalato asur la'alacha. If the child dies, so then there's not a problem. But if she had weaned him, we're chayshesh, that if she's allowed to remarry because of weaning, she may wean him early. But she wants to wean him. This is one of the questions that came up with Remesha in that shuvah. Because the child was weaned. So he died, the husband was killed in the war. She suddenly got the telegram. You can't possibly, in this case, have a chashash. She's going to wean him. And here we see that Lagabe made we would be bata. So we won't consider that to be one of the gezeiros. So then lechora there should be no problem. It's one of the things that he put together. It was one of these put together tshuvas because of the desperate need of the situation. She needed to get remarried to her other children. He was going to support her. If she had waited, then the family was going to prevent it. It was all a complex thing. But it was just interesting that he used this sugya, because what's the chashash? Normally the chashash would wean her, but not if she had weaned him before she even knew that he had died. Vomerim now, oops, sorry. Barbara Vashi, Afila made nam yasa, dilma kato lege, hazel mitzvah. How do you know she won't murder the kid? She wants to get remarried. We're going to let her get remarried. If the child dies, maybe she'll let the child die. And there was a maisav, a woman who wanted to get remarried, and she choked her child to death. Falohi, but that's ridiculous. Aisha Tahavi, that woman was insane. Everybody knows that maisav, a famous maisav. But she was insane. You don't apply a chashash from someone who's insane. We don't make gezeiros based on the chashash. A woman's going to choke her child. Turn it up on her. A woman was given now to be a witness. She has no right to have another child at the same time that she's nursing. Not her own child, and not a child of another customer. Poska kima, he set aside a certain amount of mizonis for her, which wasn't really a lot. She nonetheless, she has to eat well and nourish herself well. Not only that, but she's not allowed to eat anything that can damage the milk.
This is the wet nurse speaking.
Yeah. He says to Mara, if you told me that she's not allowed to nurse her own child, you have to tell me she's not allowed to take another customer. Ben Chavretami, she's not even allowed even to take care of her own child. Ben Chavretami, boy. He says, well, yes, it's a big difference. Because you might think the reason that she can't nurse her own child is because she's always going to try to do better for her child. But no, with the chayesili, siman sila tvei, she's going to use up too much milk on him. And therefore she won't adequately nourish the other one. But say, she can't take another child to nurse if she feels she has enough milk. Maybe she could. Ben chavreta, ilo dahavi la motar. If it wouldn't be that she had plenty of extra milk, why would she give one and it's something to damage the other? So lo abimam, she's like, even that you're not allowed to do. And poska kima ochelatarbe, you said if he gives her only a little bit of money for food, she has to eat very well. Exactly, who's supposed to pay for this extra food? Mehecha. You know, from Mendel. Mendel will take care of it. Why not? No. Where is she supposed to get it from? Amr fez mishala. That's, once she accepts the burden of the nursing, then she has to see to it that she's properly nourished. This is an amazing, it's nogea woman, Lagavi, her own child too. Because it's an actual chiyuv to see to it that you're well nourished in nursing. The whole shaila, what's the halacha in a case where she feels a desperate need for something that's not good for her milk, or she's very nauseated and throws up if she eats things that she's supposed to be eating, that aren't nourishing. So there, in Afinami, the halacha is that tzara d'gufa is adif. Her needs come first. So that even if that's going to be damaging to the child, but she's not mechuyev to put his needs in front of hers. But nonetheless, here you see that there's a chiyuv of good nourishment. Now, you said lo tochal dvarim haraim.
What?
She has to pay for it.
That you paid
that's
well.
That's part of the deal. She's not paid well, but
even included in her price what
yeah.
it cost her.
Well, that may be, but even if not, that's her responsibility. You accept responsibility, that's what is included. Now, you say don't eat bad things for the milk. What are bad things for the milk? Omer of Kahana, Kugon, Kashut, V'chaziz, V'dagim Ptanim, V'adama. What's your translation of Kashut?
Small fish.
No, Kashut.
Okay,
that's usually translated as hops because so you make a beer out of Kashut. So, I mean, it's not prom, huh?
Yeah,
but not the hops directly. Apparently. Well, Chaziz is grain that's not fully grown, sprouts. Bean sprouts. Oh, very dangerous stuff. Beer, beans.
It's my name. Another
and Harry, my God.
My name, there's another one that said, dog and time and Mazik and culture. And here says, but they uber.
But not milk.
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 Nowadays, beer's not
included. Yeah, that's what he just said.
I'm just getting good for it.
Yeah. And Adama, that would be minerals, basically. I mean, there are people that, if they're not nourished properly, they need to eat, they feel the need to eat dirt. Or famously, kids that would peel off the old plaster walls and would eat the plaster because they weren't getting enough calcium. It's very, very common. When I was a kid, very common.
Like
when they had the plaster walls. You could always tell if a kid needed it. Now there's no place to get calcium. But amazing, like a baby would know, I need calcium with a mirror.
I need calcium.
That's right. And Abayomar?
Paternity
doesn't have all these things. Well, I mean, of course, Paterna. I mean, besides the poison, I mean, there's plenty of good minerals. Abayomar? Afilu kara v'chavusha. So even kara, which you think, wow, kara, that's great. Pumpkin? And chavusha, how do you translate that?
Quinces.
Quinces, right. Yeah, yeah.
Because we don't get from Amr Lee
Haim. Right, no anymore. Real funny. She didn't nurse him, you know. Maybe. she did, actually. Mithvapa amar afilu kara v'kufra. What's kufra? How do they translate it? Small. Because that's young. It's young dates, but...
Unripened dates.
Unripened. Yeah. Okay. No special word for it. Rav Ashi Amar, afilu kamsa varsano, which was like a famous, you know, that's what everybody ate. Fish toss together with some cheese spread. I mean, like, what are you going to eat in the morning?
Kaskuta?
Some of the above. Minayu paske chalba, and minayu afri chalba. Some of the above cause the milk to actually stop coming in, and that's the problem. Some of them make the milk unpalatable for the child. The mamashma berechaya havelei b'nei nichbe. It's already a series of, which, as the Ben Ishchai points out, is not nogeh in our door, but it used to be people were very strongly influenced by elements that would take place at the time of intercourse, or by conception, or during pregnancy. So someone who conceived through an intercourse that was on a berechaya, a place where you have a grind mill.
On the shefem or the building?
I don't know how. I know Beirachai is. It could be even just the area where Beirachai is. So the children are can be epileptic.
As opposed to the Goren.
That is the Goren. We had good kids on the Goren. The Masham Shal Ara, if now she had intercourse on the bare ground, Havilei Bnei Shamuti. So over there she'll have the long legs, two out of shape. The neck is a little bit too long. The Darcha Al says here's two so some have the Al Dama the Chamra, some have Al Rama the Chamra. Al Dama the Chamra obviously would mean places where Chamor had bled, but others have the gear says we have Rama the Chamra, which means on a mound of Chamor droppings. So Havila Bnei Girdani, these are the children will lose their hair, so they'll grow up to be Karachot. The Akla Chardala, if she eats a lot of mustard during her pregnancy, the kid's going to be going to delicatessens his whole life. Avila B'nai Zalzala, he's going to end up now living in the east side.
That's just genetic from the mother.
No, right. The akla tachli, somebody who eats tachli, it's called, how do they translate this tachli? Watercress or regular cress?
Cress,
okay. Not that this helps me much, because I don't even know what this is. Havilei b'nei dulfani, she's going to have dolphins. No, that means that the eyes of the children are very watery. And the akla munini, she likes to eat like a lot of little fish, so the kids, during the pregnancy, obviously. Havilei b'nei mitzitzi eina, she will have children whose eyes are constantly wandering. And the akla gargushta, she eats dirt during the pregnancy. Havilei b'nei mechulori, the kids will be sort of dirty looking. The shatya shichra, she drinks a lot of beer. Havilei b'nei uchmi, the kids will be very swarthy. The akla bisra, the shatya chaman, she eats healthy, lots of fat meat there, and lots of wine, you know. Then havilei b'nei briye, then she'll have nice healthy children. The akla bei, huh?
None of this mineral stuff.
If she eats a lot of eggs, so havilei b'nei inani, she'll have children with wide eyes. The ochla kavre, if she eats fish, havilei b'nei chinoni, obviously. Chen and fish go together like a horse and carriage. Yeah. That's Yosef and the fish, the Yigularov. So it'll be b'nei chen. The ochla karpasa, if she eats karpas during the pregnancy, havilei b'nei ziftani, she will have very bright skinned children. The ochla kuzbarta, oleander.
Coriander.
Rashi's oleander. It's poisonous. It's poison. Havala b'nei bisrani. So she will have fattened up kids. The achla etroga. She eats a lot of etrogim. Havala b'nei rechani. The kids will have a great smell. And in fact, Bartik is Shmuel Malka's daughter. Achla ba'ima etroga. That her mother used to eat etrogim during the pregnancy. And that child, when they would bring the good smelling things after the meal, they would put the baby on there. The baby was the best smelling of all the things. And you had your etrog. You remember Ari Heyer with the smell? Unbelievable. He smelled like an etrog. You remember that? It was unbelievable. So that's Farmer, that's this Gemara. Maybe his mother used to eat. A very popular segula. Oh, eating a sarmin?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay, very nice.